Many Americans can still remember exactly where they were on November 22, 1963, the day that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. One man, Gerald Jerry Blaine, remembers exactly where he was. It was his job as a special agent of the Secret Service to protect the president from harm. In 1959, Blaine joined the Secret Service. He and his teammates were responsible for protecting then-President Dwight D. Eisenhower. When Kennedy was elected, Blaine traveled with the new president for 3 years all over the world. Blaine is in the Treasure Valley today to talk about his experiences, and he shared his story with our Samantha Wright.
I had conducted an advance in Tampa, Florida, which was the first stop of the Florida and Texas trip. I did the advance arrangements in Tampa and was supposed to go on to Dallas to help finish up the advance there. But Tampa ended up to be a pretty big stop. We had 28 miles of motorcade and four venues to cover. We also were the only location that had two specific threat cases, a young man who was having psychiatric problems and a person who had threatened presidents about five other times who happened to be in Tampa, but he threatened the mayor, so he was already in jail. But it turned out that one of the other agents had been dating a Braniff Airlines stewardess. So I said, well, why don't you go on to Dallas and I'll rejoin my shift. And so I ended up in Fort Worth and was with him from midnight to 8. And then I left for Austin that evening.
When did you first hear about the assassination?
I had been to bed probably about a half hour and had just gone into a deep sleep. And all of a sudden there was pounding on the door. And it was my shift leader telling me that the president had been hit. And I said, what do you mean hit? He said he was shot. I said, is he dead? And he said, no, not that we know of right now, but we've been given instructions to head back to Washington. So I caught an Air Force plane, myself and the other members of the shift. We went back to Washington, and there was radio silence on all Air Force planes. We didn't hear anything, didn't know anything until we landed. When we landed, we got word that the president had died. The shift I was on was to go to the Elms, where the new president, Lyndon Johnson, lived, and set up security there for the midnight to 8 shift. So that's how we got the word. So it was... No time for grieving, no time for counseling. They had no trauma counseling at that time. So you had to deal with your own shadows, so to speak. And we didn't know at that time whether it was a conspiracy or just exactly what had happened. So we were pretty well geared up for any eventuality. We had Thompson machine guns on each one of the posts. And nobody said a word to anybody. It was just deathly silent. But about 2 o'clock in the morning when I was on shift, I heard a noise coming around in a clockwise direction. And we had a procedure with President Kennedy that we would move around in a counterclockwise direction. So anybody coming from the other direction was not cleared as such. So I picked the weapon up and pulled the bolt back, and around the corner of the house came the new president. And I was just about a hair's width of pulling the trigger. I recognized him, and I think he turned white. Even though it was pitch black outside, turned around and walked back into the house. So I passed the word and told everybody to unload the weapons because we had enough security in the outer perimeter. And So that was the day of the assassination.
Gerald Blaine served briefly under President Lyndon Johnson before joining the private sector. In 2010, he interviewed his fellow agents about that fateful day and then wrote a book called The Kennedy Detail. Blaine is hosting two public talks about his time as a Secret Service agent this afternoon in Meridian. You can find out more at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.